Everybody awake!
To the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seed to sow. Let your heart of hearts take you down the road. Everybody's got a seed to sow.
All right, we're back at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh with the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Hey, everybody's out today.
They are booting scooting.
I noticed that traffic was pretty heavy this morning. People getting out. I like seeing them. People out and about. It means they're awake and hopefully listening to this show. Great glasses, Rufus.
Are we back on the show?
Yes. Let me take a photo of this. Please sit down and relax, and then I will. You don't have to move, Nelson. That's all right. Let me get a good photo of Rufus that we can put on Facebook here. Well, that's nice. So, Hooks, is the mayor of Mebane had a birthday this week?
He did.
Yeah, happy birthday to Mayor Hooks. So, you're taking a selfie with Rufus? Huh? Yeah, I gotta put this. There's some very patriotic glasses and they're shades, so you can.
Well, my friend that brings me the Dr. Pepper and...
The race car driver.
The race car driver and his dear wife. Come here, darling.
Yeah, we talked to you out at...
Tell them that the peaches you brought me.
It's a moonlight peach.
That's right. That's the kind of flat donut shape.
This is a different one. Moonlight, and the meat of it is white.
Oh, okay. Kind of like
the
Georgia peaches.
Real red.
Oh.
When you open it up, it kind of looks like a sunset.
Does it taste different than...
It's like a juicy peach to me.
Okay, so it has
the
yellow peach flavor.
Well, you're going to find out what they taste like because I'm going to share it.
Well, you're going to get it all over you.
You got a pocket knife?
Well, no,
they cut open real well. They don't have a lot of fuzz on
them. Yeah, how about that?
No fuzz there, Michael. You're scaredy cat.
That's like whatever it is.
It's a moonlight.
Yeah.
No,
where did you get this? Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to look for these. Just check it out.
They're real, real sweet, like a juicy pear, almost.
Well, that, Michael, huh? I have one.
Oh,
here.
Okay. I can have this for my own. I'll take this to Sweet Melissa and see what she thinks of it. I don't think you could do that, Rufus. You can't get both of them on. You'd have to put those on first, and then put the sunglasses on.
Yeah.
My 4-year-old grandson was doing the same thing the other day, trying to put on two
glasses on top of glasses.
Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Oh, heavens, yeah. Purple Serple. Well.
All right. So.
Wait, God.
Yeah, don't start knocking stuff over. Are you going for a home run here with the Rufus dog? The Market Grill brought food down. I think she said Peking duck or something.
I'm looking at this goodie bag. My friends, I wanted to share a little.
Well,
I'm afraid.
Well, they ran.
Hot dog, a Rufus dog. Hey, folks. Come get a Rufus dog.
Yeah, you've never lived.
She pointed toward the farmer's market, the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Well, Nelsa, you said you were hungry. I dare you.
I don't know that I see Nelsa eating a
Rufus dog.
A Rufus dog. I just don't see it. She's more of a kale person, Rufus.
Right, I want to know how you get.
Have one. Oh, yeah.
I want to know how you get the peppers to grow, to get ripe before the fall of the year. Here, my friend, tell me how you get peppers to ripen before the fall of the year.
He doesn't know.
Just the
what
heat,
about Rufus?
The heat and the sun.
Yeah.
Would you like one of those too? You got one. Did you get one last year? Okay. Wow. From John John, come over here a second and talk to us. John Harmuth, Long Hill Farms. You can hear John. If you were sitting in the farmer's market, you'd be able to hear John when he got excited.
You definitely, definitely.
I'm a little loud. Can't help it.
I know, but I'm loud too. So that's all right, John. You got to make a sale.
There you go.
You don't want to eat peanut butter all year round.
Peanut butter jelly sandwiches really stink every night. We have lots of things to help cure peanut butter diets now.
You grow some pretty plants.
Man, we got some beautiful, plate hibiscus. Yeah, I've been to North Carolina.
Look, you need to come by and get one of John's beautiful, beautiful. They brighten up a garden so beautifully, and they come back each year, and just marvelous.
Where should we plant? They like plenty of sun?
Yeah, the perennial dinner plate hibiscus, like half a day of sun or more sun, the better. But filtered light through loblolly pines all day long is fine, but we grow them in full blazing hot sun, and they like to be kept moist.
So they've been happy this week.
They've been happy all summer.
All summer.
Yeah, they're really, other people call them swamp mallows. And so they really can take the water. They grow about 4 to 5 feet tall, 4 to 5 feet wide. The flowers come on, last about a day, day and a half, but they keep making more new buds, especially if you keep feeding them and keeping them moist. And all of our plants come with a year's worth of slow-release fertilizer already in them to help with that problem. Yeah. And they're just full, beautiful flowers. I have about 12 different colors here. Some are in bloom. Some are rebuilding their buds. Sometimes people will tell me in the middle of summer, oh, mine stopped blooming. Keep watering them. Keep feeding them with Miracle-Gro. And they rebuild the buds and more side branches.
Right.
And next year, they'll be spectacular, 4 to 5 feet tall, 4 to 5 feet wide. We have them all on sale now for just $20 a piece.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That's a lot of flower.
It's a lot of flower and for something that comes back year after year.
And that's
year
a heck of a
year.
Price, too.
Yeah. That is a great price.
That's a $30 plant.
Yeah.
Easy.
And we're here every day at the farmer's market. We've been here, every summer for about 30 years.
Well, John, yeah. I've noticed over the years, you sometimes specialize in something, and next time it's something else. You know, used to do herbs.
I still do herbs.
Okay.
But it's so hot now, a lot of people just, getting finished with the herbs, and we'll do a little crop around Labor Day for people to bring them inside for the winter time. We do a lot of perennials. We used to do thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of perennial flowers. And then we do a lot of shrubs now as well. We have to, things come and go with fads and
right.
processes, during the garden years. So some things are popular for about 5 years and then it's saturated and then you have to come up with the next best thing,
Well, I've got a piece of mint that you gave me 20 years ago. It doesn't spread like the mint up home on the creek bank.
Well, I don't know if that's the mint or the kudzu.
Yeah.
It is not the demented kind of mint.
So what else do you have that's pretty?
So we have beautiful elephant ears. We have perennial elephant ears, just $25, and they're the Alocasia portadoras. They're the upright elephant ears, and they can be planted outside shade. They'll freeze down to nothing, come back again the next year.
So you can plant those in shade, John?
I've got some containers.
They can be sun or shade, but
can you leave them outside?
Yes, in the ground.
As long as they get good drainage.
Yeah, they need good drainage. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But many elephant ears in our area come back every year.
Yeah, they sure do.
Then they multiply. And then we have our regular herbs for $5 and lots of pretty shrubs. All our 3-gallon shrubs are always $25 or less. So we're here every day. We just try to make plants available to regular people. We're just regular people growing plants.
And he's got some beautiful eucalyptus, too.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
I mean, those are stunning.
3-gallon eucalyptus.
Hard to find those this time of year.
They're nice,
usually
dead,
gone.
Straight. Yeah. They're beautiful.
Stunning.
So we grow them all from seed there. And we grow everything. So there you go.
The eucalyptus, we had one at the station for a while. That's the most unusual looking thing. The bark
They turn flaky pretty colors.
Is that tree gone now? I used to park
it was finally,
it.
It was finally cut down because it really got killed a couple of Christmases ago.
Some winters will knock them down, but they usually come back from them.
They get really big. People don't realize.
Monsters.
The fragrance is so
We have about 200 in the field because we actually grow cut flowers now, too.
Okay.
And this week we just didn't bring them. And we cut the eucalyptus for making bouquets and things like that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, my gosh.
A great wreath for Christmas
too. Time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we grow a lot of everything. Come on down and see us at Long Hill Nursery, space number 16.
Well, come to where the radio station
this morning we're right beside John. Yeah, what an advantageous place to be.
I'll try to keep my voice.
No, John. We like the ambience of your voice there. It just proves we're at the farmer's market.
There you go.
He's got that unique voice.
There you go.
That's right.
Thank you, guys. Of course,
thank you, John.
I don't have any accent, of course.
None.
Only Upper New York.
We love the New Yorkers. We have lots of them down here. So we're at the State
New
Farmers
Jersey.
Market in where are we, in Raleigh? Yeah. There's some ginger lilies over there. We need to hire this guy as our security.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know something I've been looking at over there? Goat milk ice cream.
Mm.
I've never had any. I'm going to give it a try after a while.
Now, cheese. The goat milk cheese is really good.
A lot of cheese, yes. Yes.
You should try that with some of the locally made cannabis.
I don't think they've shown up yet. I don't see anybody.
They're resting. Or eating. No, it's not the same stuff, folks.
Oh, my goodness. What is pecan pie? Pecan.
It's a strain. Harrison knows all about it. It's a strain.
High Point University. Dave is on site.
Dave, good to see you. Would you like one of these beautiful plants out here? Go pick yourself out one. It sounds like a state fair, doesn't it?
Hey,
guess your weight or guess your age.
Good, thanks. you were sounding like a carnival barker before trying to give away Rufus dogs.
Well, I know. We couldn't entice the race car driver and his wife to eat one. They were going up to the farmer's market restaurant to
sounded like
pack it in.
I was coming down today, so I did as well. I was trading emails with JC yesterday.
JC Knowles?
He's not going to be able to make it, but he said he'd try to call in with a joke for you.
I hope so. We live for those days. A little history and some jokes from the CIA.
He's funny. He's funny.
You can't sit me at a dinner table with JC for, an hour during the Chitlin' Club and not have me trading emails with him after the fact.
Well,
the guy's great.
He is just so interesting, and he's 97 years old, and
he's amazing.
Still so
sharp as
with
attack.
It.
Just like Rufus, man.
Yeah, just like Rufus.
Whoa, no. I'm just saying.
We know you're not. The question is, do you know you're not? Oh, my gosh. All right, we're gonna the music in the background means that we need to take a break here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and we're thinking about goat's milk ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here. Rufus and Nelson are down there, but they're talking to Dave. And I don't know about what. He's got a Rufus dog, so he's going to eat a Rufus dog. I don't know if Rufus has already eaten one. I don't know where Rufus is. Did he? I saw him wander off. Oh, he went. He must have gone elsewhere. I thought he was going over to test get a test of the goat's milk ice cream that's for sale out here. I guess I don't know what else they have, but it looks like an interesting place, and you will find it all here at the State Farmers Market. We're right across from a place that says locally made TH cannabis, something cannabis, California cannabis. So. We're right across from that, and we're down among the plants. We're in building number 2 if you're trying to find us. and slot 65, which is on the opposite side from the market shops and the seafood restaurant and all of that. So we're easy to find. You know, it's a spectacle. It always is. But would any of y'all like to join us here on the Weekend Gardener at this point? Because I don't know where Rufus is. He just kind of wandered off, which worries me a bit.
We were talking
about... Oh, that's right. We got Herb. Herb, Professor, forgive me. I was waiting for Rufus to get back before we call, but we don't know where he is. Wayne, what do you got there?
Hey, Wayne. What's up, buddy?
Herb Wayne just brought us some candy and pickle squash.
Okay. I like the cowboy candy.
Cowboy, okay.
I got to have a cowboy.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me have the monkey butter. That's more descriptive.
And which one is that?
Excuse us, Herb. We're looking at. How about that, Wayne? You got a real potpourri there, hadn't you?
Man, I love this stuff right here.
I tell you,
jalapeno candy.
There's some onions somewhere. You got onions in there? Oh, okay. You got onions in the squash. I smell that. Between that and the Rufus dogs, we're going to be overdosing on onions today. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne's up at the market shop. Rufus, we have some pickled squash over here for you. See how many you can eat. Harrison, you should try all three. Herb, what you got going this morning? Herb? Joel, do we still have Herb on? I don't know. All right, Herb, we're going to come back to you. Lindsay, good morning. You're on the Weekend Gardener.
Hey, is Rufus there?
I am.
Yeah, he just returned.
I knew you years ago. My father was Bill Hodges from Washington, North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness. I stayed in his motel many a time.
Yep.
He had a museum there, too. What a character.
Yeah, I'm Lindsay, the older son.
Well, I'll be dogged. He had a special Rufus room.
You got Rufus stuff all over the place.
Oh, my goodness.
We should make it. We could have a book of Rufus.
Boy, was he ever a military man, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Retired as a major.
I got it.
I've been wanting to call for a few years to just say hello, but...
For a few years?
Yeah.
Lindsay, what's wrong?
Well, what a great memory.
Now.
You're how old?
75.
Okay, I'll be 73 in a month. We're close.
Yeah.
Don't be scared, Lindsay. Don't be scared to call the show.
You know, I just didn't know if he'd remember or not. I knew he'd remember.
Oh, yeah. He's got a – Rufus has great memory.
How would I ever forget a person like your father?
Yeah.
You ever run across Keith Hackney?
Yeah, Keith Hackney.
I know that name.
Yeah, he and I do ball games together, and I nicknamed him the Rabbi.
Well, you got nicknames for everybody, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Fat Leg, the Rabbi.
There's a few Hackneys.
Oh, yeah.
A few Hackneys
great,
down there.
Great family. Every time you see a Hackney Brothers Body Works.
Yeah, Hackneys are big down east.
Oh, yeah.
That name.
Great memory. Thank you.
Lindsay, we got to go take the newscast here.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, my friend. Call us again. All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. Back on WPTF
outside of Boone
with the Weekend Gardener with the Weekend Gardener, and I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
Monica loses her voice occasionally, so she knows what I'm talking about. So I'll turn me up a little bit so I don't have to strain as much. And Monica, why don't you talk? And so I won't have to, and tell us all about what's at the State Farmers Market.
Sure.
And you have an intern from Mount Olive University of Mount Olive?
I do. This is Alexa Sanchez. He has been with us all summer.
Wonderful.
And he has been a pleasure to work with and just
what a great dresser he is.
Oh,
I like
is.
The way
he's
yeah.
sharp.
He is sharp. And so today's technically his last day before he goes back to school.
Okay.
And he's done some great things here at the market this summer. And
What are you majoring in? What is he majoring in?
In ag. In ag business, and then he has a minor in graphic design.
Do you know know anything about pickles?
Yeah, yeah, hey, I bet you do. I bet you do. Yeah, take that. Rufus is eating. Or are you getting ready to, I guess. Let's see.
Woo.
Maybe it's not on. See if it's on. There we go.
There we go.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. At the university, we have them all the time. The pickle company provides the university with various pickle jars.
I grew up eating Mount Olive pickles. I still eat the sugarless gherkins.
The gherkins.
I love those.
Yes. So. And Alexis has become a fan because he found out about us being on the radio show. And I walked in their office one day, and he had the show just blaring where he was going back listening to the podcast. And he was like, oh, my gosh, y'all are on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So he has become a fan listening every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Now.
I hope you'll tell everybody down in Mount Olive about us.
That's right.
We probably have listeners. I don't know.
It's been a pleasure working with Monica,
great.
Of course. And just going downtown Raleigh, working with different people that I've never known before. Still meeting vendors out here that I wouldn't think I would make a relationship with.
Yeah. That's some fascinating people.
Just working
people
with Monica
out here.
Has been an exceptional step into a future politics side and also into learning into.
Well, we got.
I told him the whole time, Rufus, he was going to be a politician. There's no doubt about it.
Well, here is the master right here.
Yes, and I think he is such a celebrity out here and makes me laugh every weekend.
Well, that's true.
Especially when I'm at work and I'm not feeling well, just when I'm not going to be at work and just listening to WPTF Weekend Garner and. I listen to it, and he's speaking. I'm like, oh, my God, they make my day every day.
Oh, wow.
You need
How
to get
that?
The Rufus
so...
book. We got to get him a copy of your Rufus book.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do. So have you met the commissioner?
I have not. I actually...
What a cat bird he is.
Actually, we recently had Watermelon Day, and I invited their office, and they reached out, but I don't think he had the time.
He's all over
here,
the place.
But, also invited the governor of North Carolina, and one of them did reach out back, but unfortunately, I think with the weather and everything, they couldn't come out. So, but yes, I invited them, but I haven't got the time to meet them. But as I've met Monica, and I think she's been exceptional.
Isn't she the best in the world?
Yes,
she is
absolutely.
The best. I'm so happy.
Alexis has not met a stranger, in case you haven't noticed.
He's got a beautiful smile.
Yeah, it's you got to. You know, in agriculture, it's so diverse, and you got to meet people because it's all walks of life.
And I think this has been a great opportunity because recently they did an article about me being an intern here at the State Farmers Market,
and it's gone viral.
Different various news companies.
How about that?
I'll have to find that.
Yeah.
And across
why can't we go
nation,
viral?
Such as the Morning Clips,
80-year-old show,
and. Some new local news here, and also just recently, Johnson County Public Schools just posted it again.
You won't have any trouble getting a job then, I guess. You won't have trouble getting a job.
Oh, I certainly won't, sir. I think I have a long ways to go, and I think with Monica just.
Yeah,
I'm
sure you need a little more training, but not much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
In the future.
He's got off to a good start, put it that way.
I'm sure he did. So you'll get a good grade. Do you get graded for this? Do you get graded?
Oh, I will. Actually, I have a presentation in November at the university.
Oh, well, you won't have any trouble with that.
I won't.
How about that?
Pictures I got with Monica, pictures that I've been doing here.
You should get Monica to come down and do the presentation with you. You should.
That's already. I'll remind her over and over.
And you've got the confidence of a lion. That's awesome.
Yes.
He's awesome.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Nice meeting you.
For being here today.
Yeah.
This is a become true dream. I was never going to think that I'm going to be here speaking with the legends and everyone here that's been keeping it up, and I hope y'all continue soon and in the future and give spectacular news out there.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So Miss Monica. Yeah,
we're going to talk about what's here.
What's here?
Absolutely. All right. So, of course, we have all kinds of fresh fruits and vegetables. All the summer harvest is still coming in strongly. We have lots of squash, cucumbers. The peppers are in full swing right now, from the sweetest to the hottest. You can find them all. And we do have scuppernong and muscadine grapes is always a favorite.
I had some. Melissa bought some yesterday or the day before, and I've just about eating them up. Oh,
they
so
are
good.
They are so good.
Yeah, they feel like fall.
Yes.
It tastes like fall.
Definitely one of the first signs that fall's around the corner. And, of course, tomatoes. We have tomatoes galore still here on the market. We have the shelled butter beans and peas. We're seeing those coming in. And just so many other great things that are coming in here as far as your watermelons, cantaloupes. Come get them while you can, because that's something that won't last much longer as we're getting to the end of summer. Beautiful plants here behind us, and great time to come out and shop the market. Beautiful day, overcast and not so hot.
It's perfect. Great breeze.
Yeah. We'll talk more with Monica and other things coming up here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. It's 9:40. All right, we're back on WPTF. I sort of lost my voice all of a sudden, so we're speaking more softly, which is, I don't know if that's good for it or not. What am I supposed to do here, Rufus? Okay. Got to sign something. And you didn't use this. You used a pen, huh? All right. See if I can talk and sign something at the same time. Yeah, see here. So, Rufus, are you with us or against us? it's so nice to be down here among the plants and everything in building number two. Here, are you all set up? Can you hear me, Rufus? Okay. I think your microphone is turned off. Can you turn your mic on? That way, Monica, you can. Why don't y'all talk while?
Okay, that works.
Why don't y'all talk among yourselves? What else do we have out here? Because we were caught right in the middle with a nice commercial break. And,
of course. So we still have lots of plants and flowers here. We've got some. Lots of herbs still available. These beautiful hibiscus that are back here behind you. I don't know, if you don't have one of those in your yard, you've definitely got to add one to the landscape, because they're absolutely beautiful. I have several in my yard at home, and they're just they're one of those things when you walk out in the morning, they're sort of like a ray of sunshine that you see blooming, and they're beautiful, and there's so many different colors.
Oh, Nelson, sign this.
We've also got some houseplants still available, shrubbery trees. We have some folks doing microgreens. And we have mushrooms. We have some folks across the way over here. That's one of
what kind of mushrooms?
Oh, they have all kinds.
Because we got cannabis across here. I didn't know if.
Oh, they have the good eaten kind.
Eaten kind, okay.
Yes, of course.
I'm just checking.
So they have a lot of different mushrooms. They do an awesome job actually growing a lot of the specialty type mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
And we have garlic. We have one of our garlic growers here, a local goat dairy that does.
Oh, yeah. Let us know about this. Yes. Goat's milk ice cream.
Have you had any, Monica?
It's very good.
I bet it is.
It's awesome. And they do milk, and they have butter. They have some other products also, and they also have goat milk soaps and lotions and all kinds of other ointments and sort and things like that as well. We have many other folks all throughout the area or through the building that are featuring various different specialty products, such as some canned items, preserves, baked goods. The cookie people down at the end at the tent, that's another awesome stop. And, of course, the German bakery, I believe I heard someone talking about it.
Richard got him a scone there.
Of course.
Yeah.
And bakery stories in there, just so many wonderful things. The beautiful cut flowers, if you haven't seen those, that's always a beautiful place to stop by and grab a bouquet of those to take home. Or if you're having a special event and need some made a special way, certain colors, they'll be glad to do that for you as well. We do have some of our craft vendors here today also, and some other specialty food vendors here. Down on the end, if you haven't had a chance to walk down there, we have someone that makes these beautiful yard ornaments. And they're made out of antique glasses and various different things like that, teapots. And they're really neat to add out to the landscape, as well as some fountains. They do fountains from it as well. And then, of course, if we move on up to the market shops, as we always kind of refer to them as our old country store, we have so many wonderful things in there. You can find fresh seafood. You can find local meats and cheeses, all kinds of pickles and preserves, jams, jellies, sauces, and fresh squeezed orangeade, lemonade, ice cream, cakes, pies, and just so much more. There are also the seafood restaurants across the way. They open at 11 each day, and just a great place to stop in and have a huge plate of Calabash-style seafood. And just to the right of there, you'll find our craft shed, where there's the kettle corn. There's someone in there with all the spices, just hundreds of varieties of spices. I'm pretty sure there's at least 100 in there. And then they also have the gourmet lemonades, Wilder's beef and pork, one of our vendors up there in that area now as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the homemade baskets, and just so much more. You never know what you might find in there, because we have different craft folks that pop in from week to week.
It's an amazing place.
And with all the rain we've had, you can pick up some sod.
Yes.
And fix those.
It'll be heavier than usual, but you can pick up some sod if you want to.
Yes, and they do delivery, so if it's too heavy to pick up, they'll be glad to get it where it needs to go.
I like their bulk soil.
Yes.
Cube soil.
Oh, I know, yeah.
They do have a wonderful selection. They do the veggie mix as well.
Okay.
And then they have all kinds of different products for the lawn. So if there's something specific you've got going on, they help you figure it out and get you what you need. Nahana Pork Center is also just behind the seafood restaurant, and they have all things pork. Of course, the State Farmers Market restaurant's a favorite stop. There's a lot of college students moving in right now. If you maybe on the road and listening, it's a great place to stop in and enjoy a meal. While you're en route, maybe headed to the beach or maybe moving a student in, it's a wonderful family spot to enjoy a home-cooked meal. And also, Logan's. They had their big sale this weekend. I think they're calling it the Wipeout Sale. And they have got everything in the store today 20% off.
All right.
And then they have all their clearance items an additional 50% off. And so tons of items that are 50 to 80% off. So a lot of great deals over there. They have a lot of home and garden products, as well as a beautiful selection of plants and flowers and shrubs and trees and house plants and so much more. So be sure to check out Logan's. They're just above the State Farmers Market restaurant. If you haven't ventured out yet to find them, you'll see them up there. And again, it's a beautiful day to come out.
Who is this beautiful lady?
This is great.
Rufus has never said that in his life. It's a first.
Yes. And if anybody's coming out trying to find the show this morning, we're down in the farmer's area near the plants.
Yeah, 65.
We had open space down here, so we decided to mix and mingle down
here. Yeah, it's great. We love being down here.
Yes. And it's
a
great spot. And come by and visit with the weekend gardening.
Yeah.
A lot of great folks here.
Please do.
Spin the wheel for a prize and just enjoy all the great things at the State Farmers Market and support local.
One of the prizes should be a chance to shake Commissioner Troxler's hand.
There you go.
That's a boy, I'll tell you. I'd spend all day for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk to him about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be obliged.
Maybe breakfast with the commissioner.
Breakfast,
yeah.
Wow. Breakfast
yeah,
with the commissioner.
That'd be great.
Do they have, Jim Graham pork sandwich
they
over
do.
There. Does Commissioner Troxler have a sandwich? Or?
I don't think so. I'm going to have to talk to Gypsy about that.
Yeah, I think they really should.
See what his favorite is and see if they can get something on there for that.
I don't know if he's has served longer. Has he served longer than Jim Graham at this point? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not 100% sure, but
yeah.
I don't think
okay.
so.
Yeah. But he may. So, yeah, he needs to have a sandwich named after him.
Maybe when we get the Ferris wheel out here, Mike.
No.
Well.
That you're always telling me we need.
This AI technology, someone put one out here.
They did. I saw that.
And I thought that was so neat to have that. And I think you could get a lot of action out of that and a lot of people coming out just for that. And I think you have room.
Yeah. But, we'd have a hard time, though. I might would have to name it after you.
No. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. I have my children, so.
But, yes, it's just a great place. And if anybody is listening that's never came out, you know, that's never been out to the market, it's a great place to be. So many wonderful folks, lots of great vendors. You get to meet a lot of our farmers, the farmers' families, and just learn where your food comes from and how they grow it, where they grow it, maybe a few tricks to cooking or preparing, canning, freezing, that sort of thing. And we are open 7 days a week year-round. So I always say the best selection to come out is usually 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Our restaurants do have different hours, but basically you can come out and enjoy a meal at either one. Maybe have lunch at the State Farmers Market restaurant and hang around and eat dinner over at the seafood restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, our market grill with the Rufus dog. We cannot forget about that.
Have you had one this morning?
No, I'm saving that for about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
3 o'clock?
Nelson's going to consume one of them.
His 3 o'clock snack.
Well, you know, the restaurant is a testimonial. The first thing I did after a colonoscopy was coming out here
to have
breakfast at State Farm.
Refill, yeah.
So, I mean, if that's not a testimonial, I don't know what is. That was my first thought.
That's awesome.
Now, Monica, that was one of the best ones I ever heard. A refill.
Good. That's good.
Oh, man. And if the Weekend Gardening magazine is an awesome magazine as well that you guys put together. And if you're ever out by the market, we try to have those in stock when they're available.
Thank you for that.
And come on, pick up a free copy. They have lots of good articles in there, and it's one of those things you just don't really want to throw away because you never know when you're going to want
to
can read one of those articles. They always come in handy depending on what you might have going on in your garden at any particular time.
I hope someday that we can take all the articles that we still have there. I don't know who has them all. I know Chip Winston has a bunch of them, but we need to compile that into almost a book, I suppose.
Yeah.
It would be book size.
That would be neat.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do that sometime. Well, anything else, Miss Monica?
Yes, we do. We have our pollinator field day coming up.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yes, Friday, August 22nd, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be down kind of behind Supersod. They have a little plot or two down there.
Who's involved with that?
There's several folks with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture, Farm Bureau, and a lot of other local resources. I believe someone's going to be here from Our State Magazine.
Wow.
And
a lot of
folks coming together. Extension, of course, Ag Extension. So they're going to be here. They're going to be doing things with ID and bees and plants. And it's a wonderful time to come out. They'll have a lot of different tables set up with information. A couple folks doing some demos and talks about identifying the pollinators out in the gardens. And I just looked at Rufus and his glasses.
Well, I mean,
he's so serious.
He is.
Him and his mini glasses,
he's
right?
He's so serious. Oh, my
we need
goodness.
To do a photo shoot of Rufus and all of his glasses.
All of his That's glasses, right. Yeah. I think
Calendar,
the watermelon glasses
12 months
are
months of Rufus and his glasses.
And the bunny glasses for Easter that light up were pretty great.
I leave those in the office for the shock effect. When I get a client I want to scare out of there, I put that on.
Now, my father used to do the same thing, but he used a Corvette at over 100 miles an hour for some of his customers.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was his shock effect. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here after these. Boy, we're almost at 10 o'clock.
That's crazy.
I can't believe it. 2 hours we've already taken, and one more coming up. Mike Rayley here, along with Nelson Cox and Rufus Edmondson on the Weekend Gardener, and of course, Miss Monica and Alexis.